July 28th, 1991. Ryan Staley and I are going into People's Park to investigate the scene. Actually, to have a good time. Right, Brian?
Right.
John, were you there when this incident thing happened around 9 o'clock yesterday morning?
It was around noon.
So what cooked here?
Well, what happened was, I didn't see the very beginning of it. What happened was there was a guy who we were later told was violated his probation by being in the park. Who one cop came in and tried to arrest.
You know the guy's name of both the cop and the...
I don't know the cop or the guy's name, uh-huh. But a bunch of people saw what was going on, saw this cop, and up till then it had been a totally peaceful day. You know, there was arguments going on, but it was nothing violent, nothing confrontational really. It was completely peaceful, a lot of people enjoying themselves. All of a sudden this cop is arresting this guy. The cop was surrounded by...
How many people were there about this time?
200 to 300.
And at this time, the Willard Park people had disappeared with their shovels?
No, they were still... There were a few of them around. There weren't 75 like the newspaper says. There were maybe 10. But a few of them were around. Anyway, when the cop started to arrest this guy, a lot of people went over, basically surrounded the cop and asked him what was going on, wanted to know what he was being charged with, etc. The cop wouldn't respond. He kept trying to lead the guy away.
Uh-huh.
So more or less the crowd surrounded him and didn't let him do it. He put out a call for help, and his partner, I assume, drove a car up the wrong way in haste to try and, you know, take charge of things, whereupon the car was surrounded. He was trying to get, the first cop was trying to get the guy who was arresting into the car, not having very much luck. They finally did it, and that the method that they were using kind of pissed people off. At that point, the car got attacked.
By the method, you mean?
I mean driving the car up through a crowd of people, you know, pushing people away, stuff like that, and basically not telling anybody why this person was being arrested, including him at that time.
What was his response to all this?
Well, I've been on parole. The only time to go to jail is when you break your parole. He didn't do nothing. It just came up.
What was his name, you know?
I don't know the guy's name, but I seen him. I don't know his name, but he didn't do nothing.
No, what we heard later was that it wasn't even parole. It was probation is what somebody said. It's bullshit.
So they got him away from the crowd eventually?
So they got him into the car, and then the crowd got pissed off and went off on the car. And at that point, about 7 or 8 other cops came up from the parking lot down there, trying to keep people away from the car, trying to clear so that the car could get away. And what really happened, I mean, eventually they did get the car out of the crowd, but the cops that came up to try and do it were pursued by, I'd say, 50 to 60 people who were extremely pissed off. A lot of people were throwing stuff, chased the cops around the block. They came down through the parking lot and came up Hay Street again, like they hadn't had enough or something, trying to clear people off the street and started getting physical with people again. You know, and people at that point, more people came out and said, "What the fuck are you doing here? Get out of here. You're not welcome." And chased the cops down toward Telegraph.
And the cops stayed away for the rest of the day?
Then they stayed away. I heard later on that there were 40 cars full of Oakland cops gathering, you know, assembling at Alta Bates Hospital, which is down on Ashby, who were ready to come and, you know, retake the park or whatever. I think that they expected a riot on Telegraph, but people weren't... I mean, nobody was interested in rioting on Telegraph yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cops come in and start fucking with people on a totally, totally peaceful... demonstration, a totally peaceful gathering, and then they expect us to riot or something. It's bullshit.
What was happening at the gathering, like, between 10 and 12?
Between 10 and 12, there was a group of about 10 to 15 of the Willard neighborhood people who were trying to set up a portable volleyball court, and who were arguing with, including Carla Woodworth, who's a city council member, who were arguing with a lot of the park organizers. And, you know, like it's that's one thing that's true in the paper. It was a heated argument at times, but it was just arguing. And eventually they got their volleyball net set up, and they played a little volleyball, and then somebody started playing soccer with the ball. But so, you know, it's not like... It's not like
that
people...
That was over there?
That was over in that corner of the park. It's not like people don't want these people coming in and playing volleyball. But the idea that the university spending $160,000 to, quote, develop the park is somehow user development is total bullshit. They're developing the park so that they can have their students playing here and so that they can retake control of this piece of land.
Is there much student support?
It's not going to happen. What?
Is there much student support for...
It's still the summer. You know, I'd say there were some students here, but you can't really tell in the summer because, you know, there aren't a lot of... Yeah, I was.
How many people would you say slept here?
I don't know. I left before, you know, I left to go sleep at a friend's house that I'm staying at.
Anybody hear about any arrests or hassles last night by police?
There weren't any.
Yeah, I didn't think.
And how many people would you say were here?
I wasn't here last night. I'm not a good person to ask about
when,
that.
When I was here, there were probably about 40 people.
You're more than Robert. You're a tape recorder, too.
Robert and a tape recorder. Yeah, I work for a group in Santa Cruz called Huff.
What?
Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom.
You, a group of what? You said you work for a group of
homeless vagabonds.
Uh-huh. Where are you located?
Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh. Are you up here now? Or what's
no, the... I'm just coming through. I read about this in the Rallyer, and I was doing it. We went up to a rally in San Jose yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of a dorky rally. And then I heard about this, you know. I was talking...
I have a totally different perspective on it, by the way.
Yeah?
Are you going to be in town on Thursday?
I don't know.
No.
What's your name? First name.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous has a different perspective.
You call me A.
Okay, A, what's your perspective?
Well, for one thing... it wasn't the Willard Park. First of all, it wasn't nonviolent before this happened. The crowd was on razor's edge.
It depends on your definition of violence. People shouting at each other is not violent.
How about people physically grabbing each other and pushing each other, tearing down and trying to light on fire a volleyball net?
I didn't see people grabbing or pushing each other while I was here.
Did you?
I saw the volleyball net get taken
yes.
down, but I did not see
I was part of it. I was, first of all, the people were not from the Willard Park Neighborhood Association. I was one of the people. I'm a park supporter. The people who were putting up the portable volleyball net were separate from the groundbreaking. They were people who were saying that if you're going to put in a volleyball court or break any ground in the park, you're going to have to arrest volleyball players first.
All right, so they were supporting the park.
Yes. But there was some confusion. The people who did that were real assholes. Being one of them, I can say that without fear of offending. In the
people who stopped the volleyball people?
No, people who put up the volleyball court in the fact that they didn't do the political groundwork necessary to communicate that to the people in the park who were on razor's edge after that Daily Cal article saying that there were going to be people coming out to show that the community supports the university's retaking of the park. Because it's not about volleyball, and it's not about stuff like that, because the university was the one, when the People's Cafe was here, and the homeless were playing volleyball, the people with their portable nets, the university came and said, this is a structure, get it out of here, you can't have structures in the park. You know, the university is not in favor of volleyball. The university, it's a very simple thing. The university has said on paper that they use recreation as a way to do it. When David Gardner went into the meeting of the regents about the park and about the lease, he said, I don't like the lease, I don't like the idea of this volleyball stuff, but we need something as a tactical thing to get back the park, and that's the only reason we should vote for it. And so, I mean, it's, you know, they're blatant when they talk to, themselves.
Has there been an upsurge of police brutality in the last couple of weeks in this area?
No.
No.
Police brutality has been constant for, the last 20 years. At least since I've been here, which has been about
the Berkeley police,
for 9-10 years.
The Berkeley police aren't as bad as university cops. University cops are really pigs.
Although they have their moments.
The Berkeley police are, as police go, not as bad as some of the others. However, they are police, and they do police kind of stuff, and there's individuals. Like, the guy who started yesterday was a real asshole. He came in and arrested... The I'm talking about the police officer.
Yeah,
a lone police officer came in here and arrested the guy. Now, when the crowd, when somebody from the crowd asked the person being arrested, what are you being arrested for?
Right.
Do you know what you're being arrested for, brother? He said, no, I don't. And the cop said, yes, he does, and I don't have to tell you, and if you don't, this is a lawful arrest. If you don't get out of here, I'll arrest you too. To the crowd.
Right.
Then, this is going on here. In the meantime, more people are coming over saying, what's going on? Apparently, rumor control. I don't know the next thing I'm going to say personally. This is from what I've heard. He was being arrested because he was on probation for selling marijuana. And part of the probation was he couldn't come to People's Park anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so this cop saw him and knew him, and so he decided to do that.
Then again, his friend said that he had been here steadily for 2 weeks
yes,
and nobody
no.
had done anything.
Right, no, but...
So either this cop was incredibly stupid in doing this, or else...
Very creative.
Or else it was a creative
proposition. Well, I was about to say what my perspective, which was different, which was that after this happened... Then he got on the radio and called. There was a cop car right inside this parking lot, not quite as far as where that blue van is with the windows.
Across the street, yeah.
Okay. And he turned on his siren. When he turned on his siren, everybody in the park, the mass of the people at that point were on the other side of the park around the place where they want to put in the volleyball courts. They all came over to see what was going on. Then he slowly drove up the street here. And the night before, Berkeley in the 60s had been on Channel 9.
Right.
KQED. And so
for those of you
who all the nostalgia buffs came out.
So people who've seen that said, they surrounded the car and said, sit down. So people were sitting down around the car.
Right.
And that's when the car got smashed. I mean, somebody jumped up on the hood and smashed in the front windshield.
Shocking development, surely.
No, I mean, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was the right thing to do, personally.
But, you know, and they smashed out the, you know, the taillights, and they dented up the thing a whole bunch.
The windshield's okay, but smashing out the taillights, I don't agree with carrying things
a little too far.
And as for the violence, what happened was...
Has there been a vigil every night for the last 2 weeks here? Or?
Yeah. Just about every night,
How many people would you say sleep here?
Well, last night there were 35 people. Yeah.
It varies.
And the night before,
I wasn't out here.
Sometimes they chase them away, sometimes they don't.
Last night the cops came out and they said, no lodging on the sidewalk, nobody sleeping in the park. And then they left. I think they wanted to keep a low profile last night after what happened yesterday. They want to get their butts kicked again.
So people, which newspaper has the best account of this in your opinion?
I haven't seen newspapers except for the Tribune, and I thought that the Tribune wasn't too bad, but they...
Tribune Saturday or Sunday?
I guess it's Sunday.
Probably Sunday.
There it is in the Metro right there. But I haven't seen any of the other ones. But generally, the Bay Area press is pretty lousy anyway.
What do you think of the rallier?
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Pretty good, looks like to me. So, yeah. Well, anything else that would be, you know...
Well, what happened yesterday, I think, sent a message to the university that they're not going to do anything on this park without a lot of people getting involved. Because if this happens over one cop, one guy, you know, one attempted arrest, one arrest, they get a couple hundred people chasing a lot of cops down the street. If they come out here and try to break ground, they bring in the bulldozers, they're going to be out of luck.
Now, what about, you were here yesterday, were most of these people, I don't know, countercultural people, most of them homeless people?
There was a good mix.
A lot of black faces?
Yes, definitely.
A number of women?
Yes.
Very few Ukrainians?
More than likely, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what he was saying about the people who were putting up the volleyball net is true. I had no idea that they weren't from the Willard neighborhood. People. I thought that was who. No, this guy says, the Seeds of Peace guy says that they weren't.
Maybe they weren't. It wasn't made clear to anybody.
No, it wasn't.
But there's been, I heard from some guy, I don't know, I guess he was with the Revolutionary Workers Party, that there's been an upsurge of police action in the last 2 weeks in the area toward people sleeping on the streets.
Well, what's happened in the last 2 weeks is that the Berkeley City Council sort of formalized these rules that basically ban homelessness. I mean, they ban people being able to sleep anywhere in public. And I forget all the details of the regulations, but it's bullshit, and that happened a couple weeks ago. And I think what it's doing now is it's having the effect of the police are enforcing these regulations that have sort of been there but not enforced for a long time, which are designed to hassle homeless people. I mean, the city council is totally going the way of the weak-kneed liberals who, you know, want to do something about homelessness as long as they don't have to see the problem. And I don't know if there's been an upsurge in police brutality because there's always plenty of it around here. But
you think that if there is, that may be the reason?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I'm sure that there's been a lot more hassling of homeless people around here in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, police brutality in this area is a constant. They'll hassle anybody.
Well, and
more likely if you're black or if you're young and black, you'll get hassled. And if you're homeless, you get hassled more.
You've been around a long time here?
I've been here off and on for 10 years, but I've really been here steadily for the last four.
Have you noticed a change in the situation in the last 4 years at all?
There are a lot more people in the park. There are a lot more homeless people.
But the merchants, do they tend to oppose, favor maintaining the park as an independent entity, or do they oppose that?
I think that they're just, for the most part, and I can't say this for all of them, but the impression that I get is that they're mostly concerned about their business. And they look at homeless people and panhandlers, et cetera, as being a drawback to their business. So I think that they want something done. I don't know that they'd go so far as to say develop the park. Some of them, I'm sure, would. Some wouldn't.
Not necessarily the moving force, but not a bunch of big militants supporting the park.
Yeah, well, it's money, you know.
Money talks.
The university is the biggest money.
Hey, John, let's go watch that.